For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This is part two of Monday's Washington Post story, Federal Marijuana Monopoly Challenged. We continue. Quoting frequent guests to the Drug Truth Network, Dr. Rick Doblin, president of the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, MAPS.org, quote, by controlling who can research marijuana and how they can do it, the DEA has greatly limited promising research that could lead to government-approved medications, end quote. The problems, he said, are not limited to winning approval to buy the Mississippi marijuana. Doblin and other researchers contend that the government marijuana is low in quality and potency and could never be a stable source of basic ingredients if the Food and Drug Administration ever did approve a marijuana-based medicine. Marijuana, or cannabis, is now listed as a Schedule I drug with no medicinal use under the Controlled Substances Act. Its use was initially restricted in 1937 and eliminated from medicinal practice in 1942. On its website, the DEA lists marijuana as the most frequently abused illicit drug in America. Since the 1970s, however, researchers have found potential uses for marijuana or its active ingredient, THC, in relieving nausea and vomiting associated with chemotherapy and to help the appetite loss in AIDS patients. A synthetic form of marijuana's active ingredient has been made into a prescription drug, Marinol. Doblin said there are potentially many other medicinal uses of marijuana, including the treatment of multiple sclerosis and AIDS-related neuropathy. He also said researchers believe that if they can perfect a method of vaporizing marijuana, allowing it to be inhaled rather than smoked, it would be easier to administer as medicine. But because of fears of illicit use, he said the agency has essentially blocked the research. Quote, I believe the DEA policy is one of delay, and they've succeeded in essentially blocking marijuana development for 30 years, end quote, Doblin said. In its finding with administrative law Judge Mary Ellen Bittner, the DEA disputes the charge that it is standing in the way of marijuana research. It says that medical marijuana research is underway in California using its Mississippi supply, and that the drug maker Mallinckrodt Incorporated has a contract with the Mississippi supplier to produce extracts of cannabis for its drug development program. In addition, DEA lawyer Brian Bailey told the law judge in August, when the first 5 days of testimony were heard, that the quality and potency of the government's marijuana was acceptable to the researchers his agency surveyed. The hearing is expected to continue through the week with a decision several months later. If Craker and his team prevail, however, the DEA is not obliged to give him a license or change its policy. And as a result, they plan to continue lining up political support, such as the November 22nd letter sent by Norquist to the DEA. Quote, the use of controlled substances for legitimate research purposes is well established and has yielded a number of miracle medicines widely available to patients and doctors, end quote. Norquist wrote, this case should be no different. It's in the public interest to end the government monopoly on marijuana, legal for research, end quote.